Hi, this is Kathy Flynn, a reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to Jesus, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloak. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins." This is the gospel of our God. This gospel reminds me, admittedly, in a kind of reverse way, of a sad yet bittersweet time in my life. Sometime after my dad died, which was 20 years ago on January 14th, my siblings and brothers and sisters-in-law, nieces and nephews, and I gathered at my mom and dad's house, which was our childhood home, just to hang out. Well, eventually we all got hungry, and either lunch or supper was prepared. I don't remember which. I remember well, though, my mom pulling out the good china from the china cabinet, something that rarely happened, saying to herself as much as to anyone else, "Why do we always wait for a special occasion to use the best of anything?" So that day, we ate a very simple meal on special china. What a treat! And yet, sadly, one we were not able to share with our father. Now, my mom was filled with an expansive appreciation of the sacred nature of pretty much everything. I mean, she really practiced gratitude on a daily basis. Yet, after my father died, I think she saw some things in a different and deeper way. I think she recognized that by waiting for a special occasion to celebrate, we were missing the special occasions that can be found in the ordinary, in what I would call the dailiness of life. That waiting to celebrate anything might mean celebrating with fewer faces at the table. It might mean lost opportunities. I wonder if this is what Jesus was trying to tell John's disciples. And what he wants us to know today, that while we should honor and learn from the past, we can't live there. That while we can look to and hope in the future, we cannot live there either. That then is simply a now whose time has passed. And that there is simply a here that hasn't happened yet. Jesus lives in the present, here and now, walking among us and with us. And our creative God is continually presenting gifts to us on a daily basis, every second. A smorgasbord of sounds, of sights, of smells. We are swimming in grace. We are saturated by the presence of the holy. Now is the time to bring out the good china. Now is the time to celebrate with gratitude the goodness of God.